For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. MU Healthcare will be merging its two testing locations in Columbia today, closing the drive-thru testing site near the Mizzou softball stadium. The Columbia Missourian reports that the new single location opened July 13th in response to the uptick in demand for COVID-19 testing. This, combined with the original testing location in the parking lot of Mizzou softball stadium, has led to demand at both locations leveling off, only requiring one testing site moving forward. The remaining site at Mizzou North will remain open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Only those that test positive for COVID-19 will be contacted. Those that test positive will usually be contacted within 24 to 48 hours, according to a news release from MU Healthcare. Those that show mild symptoms, have been exposed to a positive case, travel to a high-risk location, or are high-risk themselves should seek a doctor's order before getting a test. Those with severe symptoms should go to an emergency room or call 911. Here's what you need to know to cast a ballot in tomorrow's primary election. The Columbia Missourian reports polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Voters will need to take either a voter ID card, a driver's license, or a state-issued ID with them to the polls. Voters in Boone County can change their address online at the Boone County Clerk's website. Newly released documents show Navy officials were reluctant to reinstate former Navy SEAL and Missouri Governor Eric Greitens in 2019 until Vice President Mike Pence's office intervened. Greitens resigned as governor in 2018 amid a number of scandals, including campaign misconduct allegations and accusations that he took a compromising photo of a woman without her consent during a 2015 extramarital affair. Navy officials expressed reservations about Greitens rejoining the military in emails obtained by the Kansas City Star, but the objections to Greitens' service were dismissed after the vice president's office weighed in. Pence's office declined to comment on the report yesterday. A former assistant state attorney general and a former federal prosecutor are vying in tomorrow's Democratic primary for a chance to take on GOP incumbent Attorney General Eric Schmidt in the general election. The Democratic candidates are 32-year-old Elad Gross and 36-year-old Rich Finneran. Gross served under former Attorney General Chris Koster and led an effort to determine who bankrolled former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' nonprofit group. Finneran was an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri for 7 years. He says he got into the race in part because he believes Schmidt has politicized the attorney general's office. Boone County reported 61 new positive cases of the novel coronavirus Saturday. It's the county's new daily record. The Columbia Missourian reports that Boone County now has 1,235 reported cases of COVID-19. 224 of the cases are active. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.